Hi there. Welcome to Honor to Mary, a Catholic podcast dedicated to intentional daily prayer practice. I'm your host, Monica Fish. This podcast is a glorious devotion that will help you pray daily and deepen your faith. Join me for prayers, reflections, novenas, devotions, passages, all guiding you closer to faith and spiritual solace through our own curation of faithful pieces. Placing an importance of a daily Thanksgiving is a surefire way to take care of you as we navigate this modern world. Through reciting the Rosary, we will implore the Blessed Mother to intercede for our petitions as we pray for the grace of peace, patience, and perseverance. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Consecration is theologically defined as the setting aside for a holy purpose. It is not a coincidence that America, the first and greatest beacon and refuge of religious freedom in human history, belongs to Our Lady. It has been set aside for her holy purpose. This is a profound reality. The Mother of God is the sovereign over every person living within our borders, even if they are unaware of her protective royal mantle. America's religious history is a firm reason for hope because it illustrates that Immaculate Mary's divine Son. Christ the King will surely respond to transform our homeland into God's nation if we confidently ask Him. By your very act of faith in praying the prayers with me on this podcast every day, the virtue of hope will grow in you and your soul will overflow into your daily attitude and life. It is the opposite of despair. I have personally experienced this along with many others who have joined this battle. Mantle of Mary Prayer. Almighty Father, we offer our prayers in the holy name of your Eucharistic Son, Jesus, in atonement for the sins of the United States, especially for all sins of the flesh, which we might not understand. We humbly request that you fortify the fearsome guardian angel of the United States, along with your mighty Archangel Michael and every angel assigned to their legions, to save America in her time of distress. May they teach us how to combat evil. Eternal Father, deliver us as you delivered your people by parting the Red Sea. Eternal Father, just as your servant David defeated Goliath with one smooth stone by the sweep of your mighty hand, cast into the abyss forever all of those diabolical powers and principalities which he seeks to dominate and degrade our children, our neighbors, and our communities. Direct us as you directed David's stone in battle. Eternal Father, we beg. We beg you to remember always the sacrifice of our holy martyrs of North America, whose blood has anointed our very soil for your divine purposes. Eternal Father, honor the faith of our fathers and mothers who have gone before us into your heavenly embrace and who have interceded for our victory on our behalf. Eternal Father, honor the covenant made by our bishops who, inspired by your prophetic grace, solemnly consecrated our nation to the Immaculate Virgin Mary in every century since our founding. By the infinite merits of the blood of Christ offered everywhere and every day in the holy sacrifice of the Mass throughout our states and territories, keep the mantle of Mary pinned at every border to fully cover United States of America, a nation you, O God, brought forth into salvation history through your divine will, merciful grace, and providential protection. O mighty and eternal Father, in union with all of our Christian brothers and sisters who offer fast, self-denial, and prayers for deliverance of America from evil, we implore you to deeply immerse every soul in our beloved nation within an overflowing ocean of your Holy Spirit, the divine spouse of the Immaculate Mary, and to thus vanquish the serpent, his demons, and those who serve the evil one within their midst, while bringing forth, we pray, the new great awakening and illumination of the consciousness. Amen. If you are a proud American like I am, I invite you to join the daily prayers to save America with me. Through our energy, our prayers, and our voice, we can save the nation that we love. Thank you so much for being here with us today. A very warm welcome to everyone who has been joining us and everyone who has joined us today for the first time. We're happy to have you here. It's been a beautiful journey, and I look forward to praying with you next time. I'm truly grateful that we have all been able to come together and pray together, no matter where we are. Thank you so much, and may peace be the journey.